Learning Masech Nizmei, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Braisa from Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Braisa says that by a Beish and older B'Shamis and a Beish and older B'Yamtif, the Sveika is Asura, a Safik is Asur, and the Sa'arva B'Elef, it's also Asas the Elef B'Teruvis. The Gemara and Akasha, if you hold like Rambam, so the Din by Bey is a Din by Raisa, the Chana the Rambam is the Raisa, we understand why Sveika is Asura, Safik the Raisa L'Chumra. But according to Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, that is Alzik Zeira, Peres and Eshu, Mashkim Shazavum, why is Sveik Asur? Why don't we say Safik the Rabbanon Lekula? So originally the Gemara answered that Seif Ason the Safik Trefa. We're not talking about a Safik Beish Nol Dimant, we're talking about a Safik Trefa. And the Gemara asked another Kasha then, so how come by Teruvis it's Asur? Why is Safik Nol Dimant if we have the din of Davishesh Matirin, Davishesh Matirin for the Malfoy Batal? But by Safik Trefa it's Ainle Matirin. So why don't you say that it's batul b'raif? So the Gemara said a teretz of it's a davish of a minyan. Davish of a minyan is batul, not batul. It goes like that, man diamer. And then the Gemara brings Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, we're not talking about a safek treif. We're talking about a safek yontif safek chayil. It's a davish sheish matir. Chol davish sheish matir and a filu b'derabbanon loy batul. Now we're not talking about bittul here. We're talking about safek. Ravashi says a word. Just like by Bittul we say Davishesh Matirim isn't Batul. So who would then, like I may Sveke also, we say Safik Durabban and you don't say Lakula by Davishesh Matirim. So the Peyeshu asked the following Kasha. We spoke about in the previous year, two Mahalchim and the Rishainim to understand why Davishesh Matirim is not Batul. We have the Mahalch of Rashi that says over here on Daf Gilma Mebeis, the Rasta Philip Elefle Batul, Hell the Asian Matin Lechzman Le Yechlenu Beisa Ide Bittul. That since in any way, and in any way it's going to be Mutter without Bittul, the Chum didn't want to be Seimen Chum Bittul if you get away with it without Bittul. And we have the story of the Ran. The Ran says the Ganser story, because the Ran wants to know what's the Chilti Mimbe Minai, where we say Davish Asian Matin Le Batul, and Mimbe Sheine Minai, where even Davish Asian Matin is Batul. So the Ran says a whole different story that mimba minai, why is it lay batul according to Bihuda? Is because since it's similar, it's not being misnagged to each other. We don't have a fight between the two. They're not fighting for supremacy in the teruvis. Other rabbis are helping each other. Samel, there's no batul. And the Chum say, ein echinani, mitzad the min, they're the same, and mitzad the halacha, they're different. This is asur, this is mutter. So that makes the fight, that makes the batul. But if one is going to be mutter, so they're not different enough. Sai and the min, one's a min and one's, they're both the same min. And sai and the halacha, one's mutter, one's going to be mutter, it's not enough of a snag, this amil, it's not batul. So that's a svar, lagabi bitul. How could that svar be shaykh l'chalau? For safik darbana l'kula, as mamash no shaykhis. How's it shaykh b'chalau to safik l'kula? As a effect to play Yeshua, and he buys shver in the round. Now l'chaya, you have to say that the Ran also agrees to a svar of Davishesh Matirim al derech Rashi not to be samech on the kula of Safik Darban on the kula when it's anyway Yesh Matirim. Is the Shaila, so why did the Ran need another svar like Abi Bittul? If you have a svar anyway of Asher Tuchlenu be Isser Tuchlenu be Heter, then you say the svar anyway like Abi Safik Darban on the kula, why not say the same svar for Bittul? Now, the truth is, the Ran has a raya. As the Ran says, if that would be the svara, what would be the chilut? How could that possibly be cholik? We spoke early in the previous year, why according to Rashi, maybe it's cholik, but that was the Ran's hechrich. But I guess the shaila is, but this Gemara compares the two. This Gemara compares the din of Davishesh Matirim by Bittul to Davishesh Matirim by Teruvis. According to the Ran, it's mamish not toliyaba at all. It's two completely different things. So the two Mahalchim I found in the Achreinim, Nigdali Rashi Yeshivas, one is from Rabbi Chanan and Kaivit Shirim over here, that he says a big Yisayid, Rav Meisha also goes to the Yisayid a lot of times, when you want to discuss a Din der Rabbanan, there's two things to discuss. Why was the reason the Rabbanan made the Takana? And what was the Gedda? Because the Rabbanan don't make Takanas down like a Milsa B'lei Taima. The Rabbanan make a Takana that it should shtim in Lamdis, it should shtim in Svara. There should be a din, as I came there, I used to talk. So, Taini Rabbi Chanan, Midaraisa halacha is that even min b'mina davar sheisha matirim is batal. The whole din of davar sheisha matirim is the din de rabbanan. So you can make a gavaldik alumdus that by min b'mina, the problem is that it's not chaluk enough, and even if you hold it is, but kabbanim da halacha is chaluk, and here the halacha is not so chaluk. But lemaisa midaraisa, we don't say this right. Midaraisa, we say, even by min b'mina, one's us and one's mutter, even though the one that's us is going to be mutter, but midaraisa, we say, that it's enough to be misnagit, to have episafite, to make a din bittul. So why do Rabbanan say davar sheisha matirim isn't bittul? Taka Rashi svar, because it'll be mutl achas man, so why be saying mecham bittul? And that's why b'min, but the thing is, that alone they didn't say, because there's no good svar for it. There's no reason not to say the bittul. So they made a svar, they made a gedder, they made a lumdus for it, that the pshat is that blimes came like a min b'minai, that it is min b'minai, and the din is also not so chalak. So that's a lamdus for it. But here, by Savit Rabban Kula, I guess they didn't need much of a lamdus. Now, the Savit Rabban, we could say l'kula, but if anyway can mutter with that, it's like it's not Safik, which is Efshel Levure. A Safik is not really Efshel Levure here. And why be saying Mechat Savit Rabban Kula if you don't have to? That could work without a lamdus. The Chassam Sefer says this. The Amitzan Chassam Sefer already says, Mamash Targa B'chanan. He says, even according to our Papa, the ikatam of the Gzeira is Asher Techlein of Issa Teichel Behta. Why should you be Saimach on the Issa? Our Papa holds that if it's not Shaykh the Svar of Min B'minai Batal, so then they weren't guys. They need the Lumdus that it blives like a Min B'minai. It's not Machlishim of Alay Adarabis Mamidu Machazka. That's where our Papa held. So that's why it didn't apply to Safed Rabbanu Lakula. And if Ashi said, even without the Svar of Min B'mina, there were guys like Akapana by Safik, but even according to Rav Ashi, by Taruvis, you needed the Svar, and that's why by Min B'she'enei Minai, you don't say Davar Sheisha Matir. That's one Mahalach. I saw it in the Seichi Yitzchak of Itzel Panovich, in Sechelik Beis Sim, Mavav, Beis Gimel, a different Mahalach, that he wants to say like this, that Lagami Bidol is a big chilutin Lach B'lach and Yavish B'yavish. Taruvis of Lach B'lach means it's a physical mixture between everything. Everything is physically combined. Anytime you're eating it, you're eating from the entire mixture, the Issa and the Heta together. The Ran held that by Lach B'Lach, you can't say Yisrov Asher Techlenu B'Issa Techlenu B'Heter. Why? Because Lach B'Lach is Kulei Heter. That's the Yisai. You can eat the whole thing, that means it's Mutter. The Heter became, the Issa became Heter. So in Mele, there's no such Shvarim. That's what the Ran held. But by Yavish B'Yavish, like Agamar, where there's no physical combination, it's just a Taruvis, is because we don't know which one's us and which one's Mutter. That's why we call it a Taruvis. A Yavish B'Yavish. So there are, is a Shitas Rishainim, a Shitas Rashba, says you're not allowed to eat them all B'Vasachas. Because then you're eating the Isser. The sight of the Heter of Bittul is, because every one that you eat, you say, that's not the one, that's not the one that I'm eating. That's not the Isser. So when you're eating it, you say it's not the Isser. When you get to the last one, you say you already ate the Isser. So Mela, there is Epis Isser here. It's just that we're ignoring the Isser. So Mela, Shayach is Svar Vashet Techlenu. And that Svar is Shayach by Savid Melakula. So these are the two Mahalchim. We have a Mahalach that even the Ran holds of Vashet Techlenu, but you need also the Svar of Min B'Minai, the Svar that it's not Mechlishim of Alei Adarab, Samidah Machzikai, to say together the lumness of the Din. But the svara is that svara not to be samech and bittul when you don't have to. And that svara would apply to Safik Darban and Lakula also. And we have the Gad of the Zeche Yitzchak says there's two things. By bittul, akapana melach balach, there is no svara vacha techlenu. The whole svara is min b'mina, because there it's mehapechit. By yavish b'yavish v'keret. There it's not mehapechit, the isa blib. So there the svara is dafka the svara of acha techlenu, which that applies to Safik Darban and Lakula as well. Now one more nakuda on this inyan. The Rambam, Hilchas Yadav Perek Aleph Lachav says about the Beik Shem Shasal Echak Echasal Taltol. I feel this Arif Bel of Kula Nasurish Hayel Lamach Yitra Kail Chadav Vesheish Shavatim Fel Bel of Aleph Mlay Bato. The Rambam brings the din of the Sarev the Bel of Kula Nasurish and he says the Tam is Dav Vesheish Lamatirim, but he doesn't bring the din that Sveika Asura. Why not? So the Magen Mishnah says he didn't say Safik Asura Safik Yadav Safik Kail. Shekevin she'em lebitul pshita shesveika asura. As I stated in Agam Mishnah, that Alecha Mishnah says, I don't understand. This is Machlekes Rav Papa Nevashi. Rav Papa says that it doesn't have a bitul, it's a davar sheisha matirim, but still the sveika is mutter. If Ashi was mechadish that the sveika was asur. So what do you mean? Since the Rambam wrote it's Ein Lebitl, Pshita Sveika Asura. Sveika Asura is a tremendous Chiddush. Ein Lebitl even Rav Papa agreed to. Sveika Asura is a Chiddush of Rav Ashi. Shabbi Kvega says, after you medayik in the Gemara, Kvega says the same lumdus here, he doesn't say it to answer the Rambam, he says it to answer the Rambam, Sachem Nachtav Tes. But he says, the Gemara said, if Ashi's Lashim was, Loyalam Sav Yezu the Chol, Havadavashesh Matir, Chaldavashesh Matir, and Afilu Bidarabon and Loy Batal. Why do you say Afilu Bidarabon and Loy Batal? It's a Pella. We know that it's Loy Batal. The question is, good it's Loy Batal, but still, Sveika Savidarabon and Lakula. Come to Vashi and says that even by Davashesh Matir, we have Sveika Darabon and Lakula. He should have said, it's a Davashesh Matir, Chaldavashesh Matir, and Sveika Asura. Why do you say Afilu Bidarabon and Loy Batal? So he says, the Lashin of Vashi is Mashma, that be'etzem, even a proper would agree that if you would say by derabanan it's not batal, who would then the dim would be that you'd say sveika derabanan is l'chumra. Now, like we said before from the Ksam Sefer, that according to Rav Papa, you need also the lamdus and then the minay. Now, Rav Papa is also masking to it. What's pshan in Rav Papa? The pshan in Rav Papa is that you don't say davar sheish matirin by nisa derabanan. So I guess you have to learn according to Bekvega like this, that when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ihachi, aim is safe in the Sarif Bell of Kulam Asuris, that you're saying it's Suffolk Trefa. So why is it Kulam Asuris? Suffolk Trefa is Zavashayn Lamatirim. Enechanami, it would have been Shver, even if you say that it was a Suffolk Beya, if you hold like a Bitzik and a Vesav, it's the Rabbana. The Gemara just means according to Rabba, it's good. According to Rabba, it's good Sveik Asur, because Suffolk Derais Lachurma. And it's good in the Sarif Bell of his Mutaris, because since it's Derais, you say Davashay Shematirim. But the Pshad and Rapapa is, that by the Rabbanan Jibchal, let's say Davashesh Matir. And if Ashi was Mechadish, that even by the Rabbanan Jibchal, Davashesh Matir. But if I say this in the Lashon HaGemara, and this is how he's learning of the Magen Mishnah, or if Ashi's Mechadish is that Davashesh Matir by the Rabbanan is Loi Batal. Before we didn't know that. Before we would say that a Davashesh Matir by the Rabbanan is Batal. It's only by the Rais it's not Batal. But once we say that the Rabbanan is Loi Batal, so then we know Memela, that Safik the Rabbanan will be Lechumra. That's Tanya Rabbi Kivega. Fine, let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara is a Shaila, what's the din by Shabbos and Yantif? Is it Nol de Bezeh Asur Bezeh, or Nol de Bezeh Materis Bezeh? Is that clear to the Gemara? And the Gemara is a Tzadda, why did Rav say that Nol de Bezeh is Asur Bezeh? Because Rav was Kedusha Achasi. And Rav was Kedusha Achas, Lashon of Rashi, Rashi's Arein Kiyoy Mechad Aruch. Shad is that a Bey that's born is also that whole day. When you have Yantif and Shabbos consecutively, so that's considered one Kedusha, is considered one day. It's also for the whole Kedusha, the whole 2 days, the whole Shamas and Yom Tov. So there's an interesting shmuz in the Rishayim. It's the Ramban and Lachamas, in the second parak, Daftof Aleph and Aleph. The Ramban is discussing Muksam Achmas Isser, and he wants to say Gvaldigi Yisait. He wants to say that Muksam Achmas Isser is only Asser when the Isser doesn't go off Memela. If the Isser were to go off Memela, there's no din of Muksam Achmas Isser. That's why he wants to say when a behemoth dies, if you hold muchal ad muchal leklavim, so then there wouldn't be a problem of muksam achmas isser because the isser went off memela. If it was shechted, the behemoth is muksam achmas isser because it's an alad shechted. If it was shechted, whether you say if it was shechted b'mezid or b'shegig or even b'heter, even for a chayil sheish b'sakana, then it remains muksa because it went off through the isser. But if it went off not through the isser, then it doesn't remain, then it's not muksam achmas isser. As I talk to you say, and chesanti you say, Shalaz Eiv is a wise parish, and Eishim muksa, yes, the kasha. He says, maybe because of Shemi Alaviyat Leishtaka, or because there was never muchan. Something that was muchan and then became asr, so then it doesn't become eis muchan, only as I vide the isser goes. If it becomes mutter again, without being over on the isser, then it's not muksa. See, he says he has a raya to this, he said. The raya is that if you hold Yantif and Shamas as Kedusha Achas, Vector and Ban, is with Negei Tei Gemara, so how are you allowed to shech the Behema on Yantif Shechal Achas Shabbos? Bein HaShmashas of Shabbos, the Behema was Muksa, it was Muksa Machmas Isser. And Yantif and Shamas is Kedusha Achas. So why don't we say that the Muksa is there for an entire day, the entire Kedusha, and it should be Muksa an entire Yantif? If Shabbos v'yantiv kedusha achas, the chayyim the same shaila by cooking food, al kapanim food which on Shabbos is muksa, the mashal food is completely inedible without being cooked. So how are you allowed to cook it on Yom Tov? It's muksa. It's muksa machmas isik. Elamai, tainit the Ramban, vaisleis a muksa machmas isik. When the isik goes off, it's no longer muksa machmas isik. Now the Ran mentions this yisayin in the beginning of the Masechta here. He's discussing what's in Gemara's kasha of Shabbos, the Alma Tishri. We talked about it. Why don't we say that it's muksa machmas isik? So the Ran knows because the bay was never awesome. He has a shtickle. But Lamais, he argues on the Ramban's side, and he throws in the thing that according to what I'm saying, if Shabbos and Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas, ain't a chenani. When Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, you would not be allowed to shecht any meat on that Yom Tov. It will be also because it's Kedusha Achas with Shabbos, and it's still Muksa Machmas Isser. But he says, Lamais, we paskin that it's Shnei Kedushas. But if Taka the Halacha will be that's Kedusha Achas, so Taka be Muksa, as I tain it Duran. Both the Ramban and the Ran are bothered by this kasha, that if you say it's Kedusha Achas, so how could it be when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, how you allowed to shecht, how you allowed to, I would think also the kasha is, how you allowed to cook food which you can't eat raw, how you allowed to shecht, l'chaya, on Shabbos it's muksa, on Shabbos you're not allowed to shecht, you're not allowed to cook, so it's muksa machmas isser, so on Yom Tov it should remain muksa, it's Kedusha Achas. And the Ramban says that any time the isser is muksa machmas isser, when the is nostalgic, the muks is nostalgic. Very mechudish to Kiyasayin. And the Ran who disagrees with the Yisayin says, Ein Echanami. A Yantiv that will come after Shabbos, and Allah the Shecht, as I tain it there. But we don't pass in the way we pass in Shtei Kedusha Sayin. Now there are Achreinim, near Sameach Lamashal, and Hilchas Yantiv Perek Alpha, Ochi Yates, that says that you can answer that Kasha. It's really based on a Taisis, on the Tazayin and the Beis. Taisa says there, Rebbe in the Gemara there says, Rebbe says, are you allowed to make, when you have Shabbos after Yom Tov, let's say Yom Tov is on a Friday, are you allowed to make an Erev Chatzayrish and Erev Tkumen on Yom Tov, Chatzayrish Shabbos, Yol Shtei Kedushas, are you allowed to make it? Rebbe says, you can make an Erev Chatzayrish, because Erev Chatzayrish is Mutter on Yom Tov, but you can not allowed to make an Erev Tkumen, because Tkumen is also Yom Tov, carrying is Mutter on Yom Tov, that's why you can make an Erev Chatzayrish, and Tkumen is Asa, because Tchumen is Asa on Yantiv, that's why you can't make an Erev Tchumen. So Taisus asks the Kasha, how could you make an Erev Chatzeris? Rebbe Yotz Kedusha Achasi. An Erev Chatzeris has to be made before Shabbos. And if you hold Shabbos Yantiv Kedusha Achas, so it would have to be made before Yantiv if Shabbos is after Yantiv. It's a din of Kedusha Achas, it's Yom Echad Arev. Why would you be allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris on Yantiv, which is Erev Shabbos? So Taisus says, okay, that's good for the Svar of Rebbe. Because Erev Tchumen, the problem is Kedusha Achas. You can't make an Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov, because it's one Tchum for both days, Kedusha Achas. But Erev Chatzeris can't say Kedusha Achas, because carrying is Mutter on Yom Tov. So there is no Kedusha Lagabe Erev Chatzeris, because there's no din of carrying on Yom Tov. So Mela, Kedusha Achas can only apply to a din which is Shavat to Shamas and Yom Tov. So when they come consecutively, that din applies together with Shem Echad Aruch. But a din which is only negayat to Shabbos, not negayat to Yom Tov. So you can't say legabe that din kedusha achas. There is no kedusha by Yom Tov negayat that din. So meila, you can't make a muksa machmas iser for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because legabe the iser shchita, there is no iser shchita on Yom Tov. So it wouldn't be called kedusha achas legabe Yom Tov altogether. As Isaac Taisus, our Sumech tells through the Taisus to answer the Ramban and the Ran. And the Chazanish was Mechavanoso, Chazanish is an Archaim Sim Matasa Yishin Zayin. He says if the Cholkim on the Ramban and the Ram could say that Legabe, you can't call it a problem of Muksa Machmas Isser from Shabbos to Yom Tov, because since Yom Tov doesn't have that Isser Bechlal, so Legabe, this Isser, there can't be Din of Kedusha Achas. So I saw Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, he asked, according to the Ramban and the Ram, there should be another Kasha. Let's say Shabbos would come after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur would be on Friday. There are, it's a Mechalikus Tanom that Shayach B'chalom, but there are Tanom, it's a Sugya in Shabbos and in Sukkah. There are Tanom that hold that Yom Kippur, Shabbos would come after Yom Kippur. So if that's true, so the Shabbos after Yom Kippur, all food should be Muksa. Because on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat food, so all food is Muksa Machma Sisa on Yom Kippur. So Shabbos should also be Asas Lusha Achas. So if we say Yisrael like the Achreinim, that since there is no issur to eat food on Shabbos, so Lagabe Shabbos, and Lagabe eating food, Shabbos and Yom Kippur are called Shtei Kedushas, because we pass in the Shabbos Kippur Kedusha Achas. Rambam Menuchas Evin Perik Ches Halach Yud. So L'chayr, you have to say a svara that since there is no issa of eating on Shabbos, so you don't say Kedusha Achas Lagabe that. So why don't you say the same thing like Abi Hiel? What's the Ran and the Ramban bothered by Kedusha Achas? Lagabe Shabbos after Yantif, since there is no Isser, I mean Yantif after Shabbos, since there is no Isser Shkita and Bishlon Yantif, so it's not Shaya Kedusha Achas. So on the Ramban it's not Shver, because the Ramban Gufus Teretz would answer this Kasha too. The Ramban's Teretz is that when you have a Muksa Machmas Isser and the Isser goes off, so the male of the Muksa goes off, so who would then? You have Muksa Machmas Isser by the food on Yom Kippur, but that Isser went off when it came Shabbos, so male of the Muksa went off. But according to the Ran, L'chayr it's Shver. Now the emes is you could say that maybe food on Yom Kippur is not Muksa, it's Chazir L'Ktanim, and B'Kvega, Nemzon, it's Muksa, we're going to speak about that in a second. Rav Shach says in Shasant Pshat, he says the Ramban and the Ran could be made to the Yusayid that B'negei the things that only negei to one and not to the other, and this that's only negei to one not to the other, you wouldn't say Kedusha Achas. But the Ran and Ramban and Ran hold that by Yom Tov also Shaykh and Issa Shkita, it's just the Heter of Eichel Nefesh. So when you have an Issa of Shkita or Vishal that the Heter of Eichel Nefesh, so there B'negei the you'd say Kedusha Achas. So Yitaka was in Skadish, a new heter of Eichel Nefesh. That's like a heter that came in the middle of Shabbos, because it's Kedusha Achas. But you can't say it's Bechlal not Kedusha Achas, because there is no Isser. There is an Isser. It's just from the middle of the day, the middle of the Kedusha Achas was in Skadish a heter. Now Shankin Lagabe eating, the Pshad is this, Bechlal not Shaykh the Isser by Shabbos. So you can't have a Kedusha Achas Lagabe that Isser. It doesn't pass by Shabbos. Shkita does pass by Yontif. It's just that it's in Skadish a heter by Yontif of Eichel Nefesh. So there you would say that the Muksa Machmas Isser could make it continue. Mashayin came by Yom Kippur, it's not a new heter. The Pshad is there is no Isser Tainus by Shabbos, only by Yom Kippur. So B'negei there, maybe the Ramban Iran Amaskim, that's not Kedusha Achas. Now, Taisus asks the Kasha, even if you'll stay Kedushas, in fact, Taisus asks the Kasha, why don't you say that Be'esh Nol Nebzeh Asur Bezeh, and Samigris Katsoy Ben Eshmash Eskoy Lekul Yayma. The Be'esh, when it came, right, it was first Shabbos, and then Yantif, and it came Yantif, since it was Nolda on Shabbos, so Ben Eshmoshes is still Osir, because it might be Shabbos. So why don't we say, Migis Yisrael Ben Eshmoshes of Shabbos, is Yisrael Kuliyema of Yantif. So Taisa says, Nusach of Taisa says, Lo'yamina Migui Mishim Yayim Shula'ava, the Dafkala Abba Amina Migui. Now you don't say Migui that comes from the previous day, you only say Migui that comes from the subsequent day. In other words, when Ben Eshmoshes is Asr, it depends why Ben Eshmoshes is Asr. If Ben Eshmoshes is Asr because maybe it's the subsequent day, so then you say, Migat Sisai Ben Eshmoshes Sai Lekula Yayma. Vashagin, when Ben Eshmoshes is Asr because maybe it's the previous day, Mechai Gavna, you don't say, Migat Sisai Ben Eshmoshes Sai Lekula Yayma. What's the Svara? So I think the Svara is like this. The Ikadin of Migat Sisai Ben Eshmoshes Sai Lekula Yayma means that a muksa from the beginning of the day is memshach the whole day. If on the onset of the day, Ben Eshmash is when the day starts. If when the day starts, it's muksa, then it remains muksa the whole day. But if the reason why it's muksa Ben Eshmash is because of the previous day, so kamishmaya galiyah, when the day started, it was a muksa. You don't know when the day starts. But if the pshat is that it's muksa because the day is starting, because when the day started, it was muksa. Vashengen, if it's muksa because the day is ending, sefeket. When the day ends, it's no longer muksa. So when the next day starts, it's no longer muksa. You don't know when that is. But that doesn't make it muksa. That's called muksa machmas yayim shofar. So there's a mikvega. It's in Chuvis, it's Simon Hay. At the end of Simon Hay, he's discussing a different topic, but he just, Aga brings a raya that he wants to know if, like we spoke before, but before we talked about Kedusha Achas, now we're going to talk about muksa, that if you're going to say muksa machmas yayim shofar, so every time Shabbos would come after Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be able to eat that Shabbos, because all food on Yom Kippur is muksa. And then, migas yisrael ben eshmashes, skayel kol yamin, I'll eat ben eshmashes, because it might be Yom Kippur, so migas yisrael ben eshmashes, skayel kol yamin, elamai, but since the reason why you can't eat ben eshmashes, because maybe it's the previous day, muksa machmas yayim shofar, but it's klad be'emes, as soon as Shabbos starts, you'd be allowed to eat, so memela, you don't say migas yisrael, it should be Ryan to Taisus, they don't say muksa machmas yayim shofar. So the stipler asks the Gemaldik Akasha though. He says the halacha is, it's a din de reisa, that Yom Kippur is a halacha called Tesefis Yom Kippur. That you have to add a little bit to Yom Kippur. Bein b'knisase, bein b'tziyasei. That both before Yom Kippur starts and after Yom Kippur ends. It's the Gemara in Yom Adav Pe'alef. So Mela, it's not only asidi ben ashmashes because it might be Yom Kippur. Even when it's vade na Yom Kippur, it's a little bit after Yom Kippur, it's still asid. For a little bit of time because of Taisus Yom Kippurim. So Ibazayat's that time, let it say Migzay ben ashmashes hel kuliyema. On the onset of Shabbos, it was still an issue of Taisus Yom Kippurim. So you can't say a svar of Migam Achmas Yom Shavah. Migam Achmas Yom Shavah means when the whole issue of Ein Hashmashes is maybe it's the Yom Shavah. But he, even if we know it's not the Yom Shavah, it's already the Yom Haba, it's still Aser because of Taisus Yom Kippurim. So what's the pshat? Why wouldn't you say Migam Achmas Yom Shavah Kuli Yom? Maybe you'll say food on Yom Kippur is not Muxis Chazal Ktana, but according to Bikim Egam, Pega wants to bring a raya to Taisus. Now you don't say Muks Max Yom Shavah, but what do you gain? You still have a kasha because of Taisus Yom Kippurim, that you still mechayiv to do extra, and there you don't have the svar of Migam Achmas Yom Shavah. That's one kasha the stipel asks. Another kasha, which Be'emison like he brings, Rabbi Kveg himself asks his kasha. His halacha, when a guy does malacha for you on Yom Tov, you have to wait b'chdei sheyaseh. And I'll be nenev from the malacha on Yom Tov, and hu adin, till after Yom Tov, he still can't be nenem b'chdei sheyaseh. So the machlokes Yishayim later on Daf Chav Dalet, Shita's Rashi is that when you have two Yom Tovim, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus, the din of b'chdei sheyaseh applies on the second night, because the whole time you have to wait b'chdei sheyaseh, so you shouldn't be nenem imaleches ya'akum, but here mimanavshach. One of the 2 days aren't Yom Tov midiraisa, like we'll get to in the sugya, right? Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus. Only one of them is Yom Tov, like we had before in the Gimel Manal, Masma Adam Al Kalkala, Beish and Olda Bezem, Materis Bezem, like we'll see in the next Sugya. So Mele Shitas Rashi is, V'chdei Sheyaseh, you have to wait specifically on Yom Tov Sheni. This says, let's say it would take the guy a half hour to do the Malacha, so you have to wait till a half hour after Yom Tov Sheni starts. Even though it's Yom Tov and Bepoel, you wouldn't be able to do it, but Miman of Shach. If today is Yom Tov, then it was done b'chayil. If it was done b'Yom Tov, so I waited a half hour b'chayil. Either way, b'chdei sheyaseh Yom Tov Sheni is good. The Ari Sheni of all, you have to wait b'chdei sheyaseh after Yom Tov Sheni. It's not Shitas Rashi. So, factor b'kivegam, why would it be mutter? But b'ein hashmashes, there was an isser there was an isser. You had to wait b'chdei sheyaseh. So, why don't you say midik zesaya b'ein hashmashes go l'kula yayma? And he can't say it's a migam achmas yom shavah, because again, it's not only asu if you think it's yom shavah. It's also asu afterwards when it's vada yom haba till chdei sheyaseh. So b'kveig over there goes that that gemara is going like a shimon, doesn't hold the muksa. But in the beginning of simon tafkuf tezvav in the shulchan aruch, b'kveig asked the kasha, the mechaber passes like a behuda by yom tov. And still the mechaber passes like Rashi, that's only asa v'chdei sheyaseh on Yom Tov Sheni. What happened to the din of migas v'sayel ben eshmash v'sayel v'kuli yema? You don't have an eitz of migam achmas yom shavah because it's asa v'chdei sheyaseh, it's asa even b'yema ba. As I, in fact, the kasha, he has other kashas, but basically his teretz is like this. His teretz is, if something's asa ben eshmash, and we know for sure that the issa will go off without you having to do anything, and we know that b'tayr is vaday, that's not called muksa. Then it wasn't even muksa for 1 second. Anything that's not roi, but will become roi without having to do anything, and b'tayr is vaday, that's not called muksa. If you put up a pot of raw food, b'ein hashmashes, b'ein hashmashes is not roi, but it's not muksa because it's mainly going to get cooked. Or if you take off a pot of hot food from the stove, you can't eat it now, it's too hot. But mainly it's going to get cold, it's not muksa. It's a gemara later on Daf Chav Zayin. So what says is one muksa machmas yom shavah? Typically, we know it's going to become mutter. Why be muksa? So tainet the stiplum. If it's asur bein hashmashes and we know it's going to be mutter, that's not muksa. But if muksa is bein hashmashes and we know it's going to be mutter, but once it's muksa bein hashmashes, even if the muksa is going to go off, it's a din. Nigadus gets say bein hashmashes say l'kuliyema. Something that's asur bein hashmashes and go off never became muksa in the first place. But something that's muksa bein hashmashes then remains muksa. So Taisus kashes the beya on Shabbos that was nolda is muksa on Shabbos. It's muksa. So that haktsah, not that it's asa, but it's muksa or so. That haktsah was still there bein hashmashes as Yom Tov started. So why don't you say miksa say bein hashmashes? And that Taisus says that it's not muksa because it might be Yom Tov. It's not muksa machmas yom haba. It's muksa because it might be Shabbos yom shaver. So you don't say muksa b'yom shaver. But you have a kasha, so in a chinami, you could bring a raya like your Bikvega says, food is muksa on Yom Kippur, but that muksa won't apply to Shabbos, because muksa is same shava. But you want to know that the food is asr to eat on Shabbos, because of Taisus Yom Kippurim, but that doesn't make it muksa at all. Because if it's asr to eat, but we know the is going to go away, then it's never muksa to begin with. Or you want to say, Nyantiv Sheni, the food is asr because of Echnei Shiasa, that won't make it muksa. Because if any time it's definitely going to go off, it's not muksa altogether. So Taisus Taka brings a good rayam. He asks a good kasha with a good teretz. Something which is muksa one day and remains muksa that day beinashmashes, it should be asr, it should continue being muksa the next day because it was muksa beinashmashes. And that Taisus says that it's muksa machmas yom sha'aver. But now you can ask a kasha even if it's not muksa. It should be muksa for the whole day because it's asr beinashmashes, tiny to stipula, any isser which is no off doesn't make a muksa in the first place. So Mel, that's not a problem. You don't have to come onto the terrace of muksa machmas yom sha'aver. Stam. So even though there is an Isser because of Deshiyasu, because of Taisa Shem Kippurim, that won't make a muksa altogether.